present.
Well, Carl, I am interested in your family background, the history of how your grandfather, or great-grandfather, as the case may be, happened to come to this country.
Well, I really don't know the date when my grandfather came to this country, but he did come to this country to evade the draft in Germany when he, just before he got to be 18 years old. And before that, why, he'd been a herring fisherman on the sea, see? So when he got to be, before he got to be 18, why, he made a contact with a family by the name of, and
he comes here in this in the United States, and
that was here in Allen County, and he worked on the farm there for 4 years.
And this was your grandfather.
That was my grandfather.
Yes.
And then
I suppose this would have been in the what, 1850s, perhaps?
In the 55 or something like that. See, because then he went and worked in the Pennsylvania shops as a boilermaker, and saved enough money to send the money over to Germany to get the rest of his parents.
So, and this would have accounted, this would have brought your great-grandfather
yeah.
into this country.
Yeah, then in 1871, why, the whole family came to America and settled on a farm about 7 miles north of Fort Wayne here, which is still in one of the names. And then my grandfather, he still worked, kept on working at the Pennsylvania Railroad, but he decided that if he wanted to get any place in this world, he'd have to get on his own. So
that's when he started bought this.
So then he bought this this land here. He started with 50 acres, and walked out from town after 6 o'clock, and laughing here, it kind of touches me a little bit, and started digging the cellar here to build him a house. And he dig it here by hand till toward midnight, and walked 5 miles back to be on the job again by 7 o'clock at the Pennsylvania. So that's more or less how he got settled out here, and he built a house, and then built a barn, and then his also then his sister got married, and there was some land available across the road right here, and they lived there then, his sister. But the rest of the family, well, the other sister also married a farmer out west of Fort Wayne on the Bass Road. But the rest of them stayed in town. But it always came true, just like he mentioned, that if you kept working in a factory or in a shop, why, about all you'd accomplish would be your house. So you had a house to live in when you got old and retired. And he done real well out here in the field of agriculture.
That's a wonderful story of success, but believe me, he had to work hard to get it. It wouldn't be many people, I should think, who would work all day in a factory. And walks, what is it, 6 miles out here?
5 miles, about 6 miles from Pennsylvania.
And worked till midnight to build a house.
Yeah.
Now, this is not the house he built, I believe you mentioned to me, Mrs.
Yeah, this the house that he built, well, it wasn't as big as he built it, but